Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. As announced by the Berlin-Brandenburg Regional Office of the Federal Employment Agency, or BA, yesterday morning, unemployment in Berlin has fallen again. According to the labor market report, the positive trend is continuing. In Berlin, 180,292 people were unemployed in November, about 5,750 less than in October, and about 22,000 less than a year earlier. The unemployment rate is now 8.9%, 0.3 percentage points below the October rate, and compared to last November, the figure decreased by 1.2 percentage points. Also per the report, as a result of the corona situation, the number of people who have been out of work for a year or more has increased, particularly in Berlin. 73,748 people are currently long-term unemployed, about 16,600 more than a year ago. The short-time work rate, or the proportion of employees working short-time as a percentage of all employees subject to Social Security contributions, was 2.5% in the Hauptstadt. There continues to be a high demand for workers in Berlin. About 22,900 vacancies have been reported by companies, 4,300 more than last year. The Federal Constitutional Court has rejected several constitutional complaints against the exit and contact restrictions of the so-called federal emergency break that all of us in Berlin and everywhere else in Germany experienced last spring. They found the rules to be, quote, proportionate in the extreme danger of the pandemic, unquote, and that the federally mandated exit and contact restrictions and school closures were all compatible with the Constitution, and that despite the encroachment on fundamental rights, the regulations had been proportionate. For a refresher, due to high corona incidence numbers, regulations on nighttime curfews and contact restrictions went into effect on April 23rd of 2021. If the 7-day incidence exceeded the incidence level of 100 for 3 consecutive days, persons in the affected municipalities were allowed to leave their homes between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. only for good cause, and families were allowed to meet with no more than one person from another household. As far as school was concerned, closures were decided if the incidence value exceeded 165 on several days in an affected region. The court decided that the face-to-face attendance ban did not violate the right to education. However, in their decision on school closures, for the first time, judges recognized the right of children and young people towards the state to be educated, and that closures had seriously interfered with this right. That said, they ruled that the right to school was counterbalanced by, quote, overriding public interests in the form of defense against dangers to life and health, unquote. In May, the federal court had rejected a halt to the measures in summary proceedings, and now it has ruled on the merits of the case. Among the plaintiffs were numerous members of the Bundestag from the FDP. On retail closures and bans on face-to-face cultural events, the court has not yet reached a final decision. The measures ended on June 30th of 2021. Yesterday's decision does come at a time when incidence rates are rising, the winter holidays are in full swing, and whispers of more restrictions from some politicians and medical associations are being heard. Per usual, Berlin Briefing will have all of the pertinent information regarding rules and regulations as they are determined by the state and federal government. The initiative Deutsche Wohnen und Co. Enteignen wants to continue to put pressure on the SPD, Greens, and the left. The three parties presented their coalition agreement on Monday, and from the initiative's point of view, the passage on the referendum for the expropriation of large housing companies is a disappointment. Spokeswoman Leonie Heine stated that the tone and style in which it is written does not show a clear political will to actually implement the referendum, adding, quote, the coalition thus runs the risk of being a government that does not represent the majority of Berliners. For us, this means that we will continue to fight and keep up the pressure." Unquote. During coalition negotiations, the three parties had agreed to set up a commission of experts in 2022 to examine the feasibility of the referendum and then submit recommendations to the Senate by 2023. And Heine announced that the expropriation initiative will critically monitor the commission's work. The initiative is critical of the housing policy of the SPD, the Greens, and the Left, who want to govern in a coalition for 5 more years. The spokeswoman reiterated the initiative's demand that the planned expert commission meet in public and not behind closed doors. The initiative also contends that it should be allowed to occupy 59.1% of the commission's membership. The background is the 59.1% of voters who voted in favor of expropriation in the September 26th referendum. Heine also believes that representatives of the private housing industry should not become commission members. Berlin-based startup Gorillaz now has its own works council. As reported by the Berliner Zeitung, on Saturday, the election of the works council was completed. As Berlin Briefing previously reported, Gorillaz had tried to stop the election planned from the 22nd to the 27th of November, arguing, among other things, that the election board was not authorized, given recent restructuring. When asked by RBB24, the company affirmed its intention to cooperate with the newly formed representation of the Gorillaz drivers. According to a company spokeswoman, quote, "Despite the existing doubts about the validity of the election, we will start cooperation with the Works Council and hope that together we will achieve good results for our employees and our company." If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.